This is a recording of York Camden, July to August 2007, for the London Borough of Camden. This recording is being made by the transcription service of the DRT from a magazine provided by the London Borough of Camden. The recording is divided into seven sections or tracks. There are audible gaps between each track. This track, track one, contains this introduction, the front cover, the contents page, and welcome. On the front cover, camden.gov.uk, York Camden, July to August 2007, your free monthly magazine from Camden Council. Camden, improving council housing. Camden summer is here. Discount vouchers inside. Inside, your news, parking changes, 6. Street scene, keep it clean, 16. Save a life, give blood, 19. Sport in Camden, your view, 21. What's on? Win Eurostar tickets, 22. What can you get for 70p a day, or for even less? Peace of mind for you and your friends and relatives with Careline. Careline is a 24-hour rapid response service which allows you to remain independent yet reassured that help is always at hand, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. If you are elderly, have a disability or live alone and feel vulnerable, Careline will give you peace of mind at the touch of a button. To arrange a free demonstration, simply call 020-7974-1491 or 020-7974-1492. Text link 020-7974-6866, camden.gov.uk/careline, camden.gov.uk, Camden. Free summer holiday swimming for under-16s. Oasis Sports Centre 020-7831-1804. Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre 020-7974-2012. For more summer fun, go to camden.gov.uk/summer or call 020-7974-5974. From Monday the 23rd of July to Friday the 31st of August, Camden kids under 16 swim free on weekdays. Oasis, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Swiss Cottage, 10 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Children under 8 must be accompanied by a paying adult swimmer. camden.gov.uk/sport. Camden. York Camden, July to August 2007, issue 12. camden.gov.uk. 6. Your news, around the borough. 9. Maiden Lane Estate, our plans for housing. 10. Camden Consults, long-term care. Summertime special. 11. The Great Outdoors. 12. Get Sporty. 14. Library Fun. 15. Discount vouchers. 16. A day in the life of an environment officer. 19. Give blood, local sessions. 20. Housing news, Wisgo Car Club. 21. Your view, sports facilities in Camden. 22. What's on, event listings and Eurostar competition. Published by the communications team, London Borough of Camden. Write free of charge to Free Post, York Camden, telephone 020-7974-6021. Costs 18p per copy for design, print and distribution. Distributed from the 23rd of July. Next issue out on the 10th of September 2007. Cover, Belinda Lawley. Email, yorkcamden@camden.gov.uk, camden.gov.uk/yorkcamden. Design, production and print, Engage Group. York Camden is free to all Camden residents and aims to provide you with information about your council services. If you're not receiving a copy through your door, email yorkcamden@camden.gov.uk. You can receive a copy of York Camden in large print or on audio tape by phoning 020-7974-6021. Recycle, printed on paper manufactured from virgin pulp produced from sustainable managed forests. Page 4. Welcome. York Camden is one. We launched York Camden in July 2006 and promised that it would provide practical information about how you can access our services. We hope we have achieved this, and in November we asked for your views on the magazine. 69% of you rated Your Camden very good or fairly good, and 88% of you said you read most or some of Your Camden. Over the last year, we have featured many council services from housing to recycling. The magazine has also included helpful information on the work of our partners from the health service and police on issues related to home safety or to how to get a flu jab. We have kept you up to date on progress with projects such as the redevelopment of Kentish Town Sports Centre and on major consultations such as our new sustainable community strategy, Camden Together. Your Camden has also featured updates on our handy guide to services. You will find a new copy of the guide with this issue, listing in A to Z order a range of services available to you. For the first time, the guide includes health services from the Camden Primary Care Trust and some police services, as well as council services. At the back, you will also find a list of your local councillors. We have also taken steps to improve the distribution of Your Camden to every household, which is a challenge to do cost-effectively in some areas with multiple occupancy. Please let us know if you don't receive it every month. We will be taking a break in August, but look out for some refreshing changes to Your Camden from September. We are adding some more news and changing the format of the What's On guide. We hope you will continue to value Your Camden as the way to get information on services from us and our partners. Councillor Keith Moffat, Leader of the Council. Councillor Andrew Marshall, Deputy Leader of the Council. Smoke-free Camden. Fresh air. Now available indoors. Camden's pubs, restaurants and workplaces are now smoke-free. For business advice or information on giving up smoking, please call 0800 1070 401 smokefreecamden.nhs.uk. Camden NHS Primary Care Trust. This is the end of Track 1. Track 2, page 6, latest news. Towing gets fairer. Since May 2006, we have made parking enforcement fairer in Camden. Vehicle towing in Camden is being reduced by 60% from the 1st of July, with only the worst offenders seeing their cars removed from the road. Drivers who break the rules will still be ticketed, but those whose vehicles aren't deemed as causing a serious obstruction to traffic will not incur the cost and inconvenience of being towed. Under these changes, drivers who park unlawfully in a resident or pay-and-display parking bay won't have their vehicle towed unless 24 hours has passed from when a ticket is issued. Currently, vehicles can be towed 15 minutes after a fine has been given. Vehicles stopping the flow of traffic by parking on a yellow line or vehicles parked unlawfully in a disabled bay will still be removed. You can find out more by calling 020 7974 4646 or visit camden.gov.uk/parking. Best bar none. Time has been called on alcohol-related crime and disorder by the winners of our Best Bar None competition. Congratulations are due to the University of London Union, which was voted overall Best Bar winner. The Pendrell's Oak, Best Pub, and The End, Best Club. The contest, which attracted a record number of entrants, aims to help cut alcohol-related crime and disorder by recognising well-run bars, pubs and clubs in Camden. You can find out more by visiting camden.gov.uk/licensing or call 020 7974 6797. New parking penalties. A London-wide initiative means higher penalties for drivers parking at bus stops, on pedestrian crossings or in safety zones outside schools. These penalties will be higher than those charged for overstaying at a parking meter, it failing to display a valid ticket. A £120 or £100 penalty will be applied to these serious offences, while lesser offences will attract a penalty of £80 or £60. Penalties can still be reduced by 50% if paid within 14 days. You can find out more and see a full list of all the contraventions at camden.gov.uk/parking or call 020 7974 4646. Building schools. Public consultation meetings have been laying the foundations for our Building Schools for the Future BSF programme. BSF aims to transform secondary education and deliver a £200 million package of school rebuilding for the borough, including a brand new secondary school. Many issues have been raised so far, including the type of new school, its location, and how it should be set up, the future of special schools, the 14-19 curriculum, the long-term vision for secondary education in Camden. All feedback from the meetings will be used to help put our final BSF plans together. There will be a further phase of consultation from the end of July to mid-October before the final plans are sent to go to the government in the autumn. You can find out more about our BSF programme by emailing bsf@camden.gov.uk or to comment, write to Building Schools for the Future, Camden Council, Children's Schools and Families, Crowndale Centre, 218 Evershult Street, NW1 1BD. Crime crackdown. Theft and criminal damage have been targeted in a month-long crackdown across the borough. The Camden Community Safety Partnership operation took place throughout July with activities in Camden Town, Bloomsbury and Kilburn. The event brought together the council, police officers, police community support officers, street wardens, businesses and the local community to crack down on crime. Motorists were given advice on how to keep their vehicles and valuables within them safe, while residents were able to find out more about registering valued possessions at immobilise.com. Other activities included Operation Payback, a scheme to ensure offenders give something back to the community by helping remove graffiti. You can find out more about community safety in Camden by going to camden.gov.uk/community safety or call 020 7974 2915. Save the planet and cash. Green residents will find themselves a little richer with the help of two new initiatives. We are encouraging you to cut your carbon footprint while also cutting ours. From August, people who drive low-emission cars could save up to £20 on their annual parking permit. The new charges will see residential parking permits linked to CO2 emissions, so the smaller the engine, the cheaper the permit. We've also created a £250,000 fund to test environmentally friendly initiatives and reduce the energy council buildings use. We'll reinvest the money saved to protect your environment, and we'll pass on what we learn so you can save money and energy too. You can find out more on parking charges, go to camden.gov.uk/parking or call 020 7974 4646. For money-saving energy tips, see camden.gov.uk/energy or call free on 0800 801 738. Community news. Volunteering makes sense. Imagine the difficulties you would face if you were both deaf and blind. Now imagine the difference you could make to such people by volunteering for Sense. Sense is a national charity that supports and campaigns for children and adults who are deaf-blind. They have opportunities for volunteers ranging from helping deaf-blind people on holiday to helping with the charity's website. The Mayor of Camden, Councillor Dawn Somper, has made Sense her chosen charity for the year and will be helping raise funds throughout the year. You can find out more about volunteering for Sense by calling 0845 127 0060 or email hannah.watson, that's hannah.watson at sense.org.uk. Your Roundhouse needs you. Legendary venue, the Roundhouse, is looking to recruit more arts and music-loving volunteers to support its front-of-house team. Roundhouse volunteers get to see incredible performances for free and are invited to regular social events. Volunteers also gain excellent work experience to enhance their CV and develop their skills, as well as a real insight into how this major London venue operates. Those interested in volunteering must be friendly, helpful, reliable, over the age of 18, and able to work on average twice a month, including some weekends. You can find out more about becoming a Roundhouse volunteer by calling 020 7424 6788 or email volunteer.coordinator@roundhouse.org.uk. Email us your community news at yourcamden@camden.gov.uk. This is the end of Track 2. Track 3 contains Improving Our Housing and Camden Consults. Page 8 is a translation in Somali and Bengali of page 9. Page 9, Feature, Improving Our Housing. Many council homes in Camden are not of a decent standard. That's why we have ambitious plans to improve them all. Maiden Lane Estate in King's Cross has seen better days, but its concrete finish and complex arrangement of homes was once at the forefront of architectural design. Dylan Houghton has lived there for 3 years. Although a fan of the estate's central location and interesting architecture, he recognises its drawbacks. Whilst crime and drug-related problems were forced out many years ago, the major issue now is the rundown state of the buildings. Dylan said, "You can't expect buildings to maintain themselves. They need money spent on them. This state of disrepair is stopping people feel good about the estate. Decades of stretched budgets mean half of our council homes are not considered to be of a decent standard, and it shows. A recent survey looking at the condition of Camden's homes has shown the full extent of the problem. In the next 5 years, 14,000 properties will need rewiring. 11,000 properties will need improvements to heating. And that is just the beginning. All in all, £489 million is needed for major works and improvements. As part of our plan to tackle the problem, we have lobbied government for several years to try to gain more funding. This funding hasn't come through, so we have put together an ambitious plan. Over the summer, we will be consulting you on the plan and getting your ideas and thoughts. Tenants on estates with the most need will be the first to be consulted and will get a chance to say how their estate should be improved and what is important to them. Each estate is very different, built in different eras with different types of homes. So it is the first-hand experience of the people living there that will determine what work needs to be done. As Dylan pointed out, people have pride in their estate. It's just waiting to come out. More info. You can find out more about our plans to invest in Camden's homes and details of how you can be involved. Visit camden.gov.uk/housing. You can find out more about our plans to invest in council homes by calling 020 7974 3101 or visit camden.gov.uk/housing. Page 10. Camden Consults, Serving Older People. In February, we asked for your views on our priorities for care homes. Your 900 responses are helping us develop a plan. With people living longer and expectations about care on the rise, we see it as one of our priorities to improve care homes and extra care sheltered housing for older people in Camden. Our current care homes provide a high level of care and support, but the buildings do not meet the current minimum standards for new care homes. In February, we started consulting with older people and their families about some of our ideas. These included building more extra care sheltered housing, building well-designed modern care homes which can meet the needs of older people in future years, replacing the existing Charlie Ratchford Centre with a new modern building. As part of the consultation, we sent 6,000 questionnaires to Camden residents and older people who use a range of services, as well as to residents and their relatives in the care homes. We held 25 public meetings across the borough and meetings in care homes with specialist workers helping people with dementia to express their views. The 12-week public consultation came to a close on the 4th of May 2007. We were pleased to receive almost 900 written responses, with an extra 324 people giving their views at public meetings. We are now analysing the responses and will be preparing a report of the consultation process and findings. A group of older volunteers will be helping us with this to ensure the report accurately reflects what people have said. But the headline results so far are encouraging, with just over 92% of respondents saying the idea of developing more extra care sheltered housing is a good idea. And 67% of respondents thought building a new Charlie Ratchford Centre was a good idea. The report will be ready in late summer. More info. You can find out more about the consultation by phoning 020 7974 3265. This is the end of Track 3. Track 4. Page 11. Summer events. Summer is here and Camden is definitely the place to be, with a whole host of activities for you to enjoy, many of which are free. Summer, summer, summertime. With more than 70 parks and open spaces to enjoy in Camden, there's no better place to spend your summer holidays. Here are just a few ideas. School's out. Just because the term has ended doesn't mean you need to stop learning. The Camden Summer University offers 13 to 25-year-olds the chance to try everything from fashion design to songwriting, and there are play schemes throughout the borough for children up to the age of 13. Courses get booked up early, but there might be a few spaces left. You can get full details at camden.gov.uk/summer. Head down to Coram's Fields on Wednesday the 1st of August for a fun-packed afternoon of entertainment, live music and games. It's all part of Playday 2007, the annual celebration of children's right to play. The theme this year is Our Streets Too, which promotes the idea that streets that are good for play are good for the whole community. You can find out more by calling 020 7837 6138 or visit playday.org.uk. Great Outdoors. Regent's Park is the largest outdoor sports area in central London, so there is plenty to do if you're feeling energetic. Alternatively, clown around with organised events in the Gloucester Green Playground, watch a puppet show, or join a teddy bear's picnic. Pecco's puppets take over Primrose Hill Playground to tell favourite children's stories with delightful puppet characters. The 30th of July to the 3rd of August, 11 a.m, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Clowning, storytelling and mayhem at Gloucester Green Playground. The 6th to the 10th of August, 11 a.m, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. Pizzazz, entertain kids with parachute games, circus antics and much more at Marylebone Green Playground, the 13th to the 17th of August, 11 a.m, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. There's Inspired Lunacy with circus antics, balloon modelling, puppetry, comedy and magic at Hanover Gate Playground, the 20th to the 24th of August, 11 a.m, 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. The Outside Dance Project takes place at the Hub in Regent's Park, the 13th to the 17th of August and the 20th to the 24th of August. Boys and girls aged 11 to 14 years old can get involved in the free project. Just register in advance at royalparks.org.uk/outside. You can find out more about all these events by visiting royalparks.gov.uk/parks/regents_park. Sporting Chance. Learn a new sport or perfect your technique in one you know well this summer. There's something for everyone at our leisure centres, and with the 2012 Olympics approaching, it could be your first step towards that podium. There's free swimming for under-16s at the Oasis and Swiss Cottage Sports Centres. Over 6,000 people enjoyed a free swim last year, so get on down to the pool at Oasis from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or swim at Swiss from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 to 3 p.m. any weekday until Friday the 31st of August. Children under 8 must be accompanied by a paying adult swimmer. The summer holiday schemes at Talacre offer boys and girls aged 8 to 14 years the chance to try out gymnastics, hockey, football, trampolining, street dance, basketball, swimming, table tennis and lots more. Qualified coaches supervise the activities. Monday the 23rd of July to Friday the 10th of August, three separate weeks, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Prices range from £29 to £76, with reductions for wellness card and concession wellness card holders. Get your skateboard out and visit Cantaloupe Skate Park in Cantaloupe Gardens. It's free of charge and open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. From the 23rd to the 31st of August, you can enjoy the Treetops multi-layered soft play centre for children for £1, normally £3.50/£3.85. Treetops is suitable for children 6 months to 11 years. Height restrictions apply. Basketball, badminton and football are just three of the activities on offer at the Mornington Sports and Fitness Centre. Classes are for children aged 7 or above and run weekdays until Sunday the 2nd of September. Contact the centre for full details. Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre is offering children's courses in everything from football to trampolining and climbing throughout the summer. The Cool Crew will keep 8 to 10-year-olds busy between the 6th to the 10th of August and the 20th to the 24th of August, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The Multi-Sport Zone has week-long classes for different age groups throughout August. Contact the centre for full details. Toddlers 3 to 5 years should put their shooting boots on for Toddlers Soccer from 6th to the 10th and the 20th to the 24th of August. The climbing course for 8 to 15-year-olds gets off the ground on the 30th of July, with week-long courses until the end of August. Cantelow's Skate Park, Cantelow's Gardens, Camden Road, NW1, 020-7974-1693. Mornington Sports and Fitness Centre, Arlington Road, NW1, 7HP, 020-7267-3600. Oasis Sports Centre, Endell Street, WC2H 9AG, 020-7831-1804. Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre, Adelaide Road, NW3 3NF, 020-7974-2012. Tallacre Community Sports Centre, Derby Street, DALBY, NW5 3AF. 020-7974-8765. Get creative. For the more creative-minded, there's plenty to fire the imagination this summer. Lauderdale House in the beautiful Waterloo Park is bursting with activities. Pirates will be rounding up 5 to 9-year-olds for drama, music and prop-making from the 7th to the 10th of August. Drawing and painting classes are available for 5 to 7-year-olds from the 24th to the 27th of July and the 14th to the 17th of August. Older children, 7 to 11 years, can join the fun from the 31st of July to the 3rd of August, and teenagers aged over 14 can get help building their artistic portfolio from the 21st to the 24th of August. Dance, movement, crafts and story-making come to life with Oi! Get Off My Train for 3 to 5-year-olds between the 31st of July to the 3rd of August and the Runaway Roller Skate from the 7th to the 10th of August. You can find out more about all the above at lauderdalehouse.co.uk. National Treasures. Camden is lucky enough to be the home to some of the best museums and exhibitions in the country. Among them, the British Museum and British Library, which have lots of family-friendly events this summer. Pop along to the British Library and see a rare collection of Christian, Jewish and Muslim sacred books and manuscripts exhibited in the UK for the first time in the Sacred Exhibition. Free events range from calligraphy to storytelling, music and art. Places are limited at all events and may require bookings. Sacred Stories sees storyteller Kevin Graal explore worlds beyond the visible with wonderful myths, fables and parables, the 6th to the 10th of August. Be inspired by the frescoes, illuminations and mosaics on show in the exhibition and create your own masterpieces in free art workshops, the 13th to the 17th of August. Discover the intricate and beautiful world of Islamic lettering and decoration in this calligraphy workshop, the 20th to the 25th of August. You can find out more at bl.uk/sacred. The British Museum is turning Japanese with its Crafting Beauty in Modern Japan exhibition. The exhibition celebrates 50 years of traditional Japanese arts and crafts, and a range of activities has been organised around the main exhibition, which runs until the 21st of October. Join in with a Japanese tea ceremony in the Japanese Gallery the 27th of July, 10th and 24th of August, 1:30 p.m. and 3 p.m. Go mad for manga with the following free screenings of Japanese films Naruto the Movie, Snow Princess, Book of Ninja Arts, the 28th of July. This is the first film in a smash hit movie trilogy based upon Naruto, the most popular manga from the Weekly Boys comic Shonen Jump. Porco Rosso, Pigs in Plains, the 4th of August. An enchanting aerial fantasy film about dastardly air pirates thwarted by an Italian bounty hunter pilot who has been cursed and now has the unfortunate head of a pig. You can find out more about everything that's going on at thebritishmuseum.ac.uk/. Libraries. Our libraries offer so much more than books this summer. See if you have green fingers in the Great Beanstalk Race, or if you're feeling creative, join Mosaic Craft Sessions and make special designs for recycling bags. Big Wild Read. The Big Wild Read has set a challenge for children to read 6 or more books this summer, and there are lots of great events happening at our libraries. Every book you read counts towards planting a new tree, and by painting your own recycling bag or entering our green quiz, you could even win a solar-powered camera. Badge making. Swiss Cottage Library, Tuesday the 24th of July. Bag painting and quiz, Camden Town Library, Thursday the 26th of July. Mosaic Craft Session, Belsize Library, Tuesday the 31st of July. Mosaic Craft Session, Kilburn Library, Wednesday the 8th of August. Mosaic Craft Session, West Hampstead Library, Thursday the 9th of August. Mosaic Craft Session, Swiss Cottage Library, Friday the 17th of August. Big Wild Read Party, Kilburn Library, Wednesday the 5th of September. Big Wild Read Party, West Hampstead Library, Friday the 7th of September. Great Beanstalk Race. Listen to the story of Jack and the Beanstalk and receive your very own bean to plant in your own labelled container. The owner of the tallest beanstalk at the end of the summer holidays will receive a special prize. Highgate Library, Tuesday the 24th of July, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Heath Library, Thursday the 26th of July, 2 to 3 p.m. The Teddy Bears at Heath Library. They invite children accompanied by adults to a series of picnics on the lawn outside Keats House Museum. There will be songs, stories and rhymes. Just bring your own picnic and teddies or other toys. Every Friday afternoon from the 27th of July to the 31st of August, 3 p.m. Give your local library a call to find out what's happening. Belsize Library, Antrim Road, NW3 4XN. 020-7974-6518. Camden Road Library, 218 Evershalt Street, NW1 1BD. 020-7974-1563. Chalk Farm Library, closed until the 11th of August. Heath Library, Keats Grove, NW3 2RR. 020-7974-6520. Highgate Library, Chester Road, N19 5DH. 020-7974-5752, Holborn Library, 32-38 Theobalds Road, WC1 8PA, 020-7974-6345, Kentish Town Library, Kentish Town Road, NW5 2AA, 020-7974-6253, Kilburn Library Centre, 12-22 Kilburn High Road, NW6 5UH, 020-7974-1965. Queen's Crescent Library, 165 Queen's Crescent, NW5 4HH. 020-7974-6243. Regent's Park Library, Compton Close, Robert Street, NW1 3QT. 020-7974-1530. St Pancras Library, Camden Town Hall, Argyle Street, WC1H8NN 020-7974-5833. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 88 Avenue Road, NW3 3HA 020-7974-5429, Big Wild Read and Children's Events. General Inquiries 020-7974-6522. West Hampstead Library, Dennington Park Road, NW6 1AU, 020-7974-6610. On page 15, there are four summer events discount vouchers. Free DVD loan for under 13s, valid until Friday the 31st of August 2007. Bring this voucher into any Camden library and borrow a DVD or video for free when you join the Summer Reading Challenge. Free adult aerobics class, valid until Friday the 31st of August 2007. Entitles you to one free session, Tuesday or Friday 7 to 8 p.m., Wednesday or Friday 10 to 11 a.m. Just drop in with your voucher. Tallacre Community Sports Centre, NW5, 020-7974-8765. £1 soft play sessions at Treetops at Tallacre, valid until Friday the 31st of August 2007. Monday to Friday, 10 to 11:30 a.m. under 5s, 11:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. all ages, 1:45 to 3:30 p.m. all ages, 4 to 7 p.m. all ages. Weekends, normal term time schedule, call for information. 1.4 metre maximum height restriction applies. Tallacre Community Sports Centre, NW5. 020-7974-8765. Free swimming for under 16s. Weekdays from the 23rd of July until Friday the 31st of August 2007. Camden Kids under 16 swim for free. On weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Oasis and from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 to 3 p.m. at Swiss Cottage. Children under 8 must be accompanied by a paying adult swimmer. Oasis Sports Centre, WC2, 020-7831-1804. Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre, NW3, 020-7974-2012. This is the end of Track 4. Track 5, page 16, July 2007, Clean Streets. Clean Streets for Camden. A day in the life of a street environment officer. Wherever you are in Camden, our street environment officers are working 7 days a week to help keep the streets clean. Street environment officers work with their local community in all of our 18 wards to tackle litter, graffiti, fly tipping and other waste problems. Marilyn Hudson, street environment officer for Holborn and Covent Garden East, tells us what her job involves. What's the most enjoyable part of your job? We get to form strong relationships with people because we work in one particular area, so I feel like I'm helping out friends rather than just doing my job. I enjoy the variety too. What's the most challenging part of your job? The most challenging part of the job is the antisocial aspect, graffiti, dogfouling and fly tipping. It's very frustrating when the same areas continue to suffer from antisocial behaviour despite our work with the local community. What are the priorities in your ward? Keeping the streets clean and educating residents and customers on the importance of placing waste out for collection at the right times. Have you met any famous people? I met Trevor McDonald, the newsreader, on Gray's Inn Road. He asked me about the job I do, so I told him. I'm the street environment officer for this area. You look exactly the same on TV. I thought afterwards, what a silly comment to make. A quality Camden environment. Everyone's quality of life is affected by their local environment. That's why we have a new plan working towards cleaner streets, less litter, less graffiti, and more attractive parks and open spaces. Our approach is focused on education and advice for people who are spoiling the local environment, but we do have the power to issue fixed penalty notices, FPNs, to offenders if required. These new powers, which form part of our local environmental quality enforcement strategy, will come into force towards the end of the summer. The plan covers everything from commercial waste to dog mess and fly posting. Keep an eye out for launch events and high-profile awareness days in your area. The strategy was approved in May this year after a major consultation. You can see the full results of the consultation by visiting camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Whitfield Street, Community Cleanup. On the 1st of June 2007, we took part in the London-wide Capital Cleanup campaign. Local residents, businesses and volunteers joined our teams to remove litter, graffiti and fly-tipped rubbish from Whitfield Gardens and surrounding streets. The event finished with a community football match between officers and members of the Fitzrovian Youth in Action group. Bin a butt for Camden. Cigarette butts are the most common item of litter found on our streets. In the run-up to smoke-free legislation, which came into force on the 1st of July 2007, we worked closely with Keep Britain Tidy to highlight the issue. This includes a high-profile poster campaign reminded smokers that, despite what they might think, cigarette butts are litter. Our new cigarette litter awareness team patrolled the streets explaining that dropping a cigarette butt is illegal. The team also gave away pocket-sized reusable ashtrays called stubbies. Surrender unwanted vehicles for free. We offer a free vehicle surrender service to all residents who no longer need or want their vehicle. This service is available to you providing you surrender your vehicle keys and logbook. Last year we collected 539 abandoned or surrendered vehicles from the borough's streets. This helped improve the quality of local areas across Camden. Say goodbye to graffiti. We now offer a free graffiti removal service. With the permission of the property owner, we can remove any graffiti visible from a street or road, provided our staff can reach it from street level. Our surveys show that levels of graffiti have fallen year on year. In 2006/7, the Grime Fighter team dealt with 2,885 graffiti removal requests compared to 2,941 the previous year. You can report graffiti problems to us, see advert below. The Grime Fighter team is working hard to remove graffiti from buildings around the borough, but we know there are locations that still need attention. We are also committed to removing graffiti with racist or other offensive content within 24 hours. Your free graffiti removal service. If your property is affected by graffiti, report it immediately and our Grime Fighter team will clear it for free. Terms and conditions apply. See article above. To find out more, contact Street Environment Services, telephone 020-7974-6914, text link 020-7974-6866, email street.environment@camden.gov.uk. camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Camden. You can find out more about any of these services by calling 020-7974-6914, email street.environment@camden.gov.uk or go to camden.gov.uk/cleanstreets. Cans. You can recycle more than you think. Recycling in Camden is easy. To find out more, telephone 020-7974-6914, email recycling@camden.gov.uk, camden.gov.uk/recycling. Two public notices. Both are notices of application for premises to be approved as a venue for civil marriage and civil partnership. The first for Melia White House, Albany Street, Regent's Park, London, NW1 3UP, and the second for the new Connaught Rooms, 61-68 Great Queen Street, WC2B 5DA. Full details of these conditions can be obtained from the Superintendent Registrar, Camden Down Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H 9JE. This is the end of Track 5. Track 6 contains Working Together, Housing News, Your View. Page 19, Working Together. It only takes an hour to give blood and save a life. so make a date in your diary now for your next visit to the National Blood Service. Give the gift of life this summer. The sun is shining, and for those not jetting off somewhere exotic, there are barbecues at home, picnics in the park, and other summer activities to keep us busy. With so many distractions, it's all too easy to forget to give blood. Blood is needed all year round to save lives, so the National Blood Service, NBS, is urging people to remember to go and donate. Rebecca Kahn, who works for the NBS in North London, recognises the pattern all too well. She said, in the summer months there's much more going on to distract people from giving blood than in the winter when it's drab and dreary. However, if people give just an hour of their time, it helps keep hospitals supplied with the blood they need to treat patients. Each day, hospitals in England require 8,000 units of blood for patients in need of transfusions. The NBS works hard to meet these demands, but can only do this with the help and generosity of blood donors. Currently, only 5% of the eligible population gives blood, yet the demand for blood never stops. Donated blood can be used to treat a wide range of illnesses. The red cells in the blood can be used to treat anemia or severe blood loss. Platelets are used for patients whose bone marrow is suppressed and who cannot make their own as a result of anti-cancer treatment, and plasma is vital for seriously ill patients and burns victims. As much of the blood collected is divided into its component parts, more than one life can be saved with a single blood donation. Rebecca adds, we especially would like to ask people to give blood before they go away on holiday, as travelling to certain destinations may prevent people from donating for up to 6 months when they return. So think and donate before you take that flight. To give blood, you should be aged between 17 and 59, 70 for regular donors, weigh over 7 stone 12 pounds, that's 50 kilograms, and be in general good health. More info. You can find out more or book an appointment by calling the donor helpline on 0845 7711 711 or go online at blood.co.uk. Local sessions, Monday to Friday, West End Donor Centre. 26 Margaret Street, London W1W 8NB. Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Tuesday, the 7th of August, Friends House, Room 789 and Buffet Room, 173/177, Euston Road, Euston, London NW1 2BJ. 9:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 2 to 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 8th of August, Conway Hall, Main Hall, 25 Red Lion Square, Holborn, London WC1R 4RL, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. Page 20, Housing News. Thanks to the Wisgo Car Club, council tenants can now benefit from a greener drive with regular access to a car whenever they need it. Ready, steady, Wisgo. Council tenants are being offered a reduced rate for signing up to Wisgo. You can join by paying a one-off £9 registration fee, along with a refundable £39 insurance deposit, representing a saving of over £100. Many of the cars are converted to liquid petroleum gas, LPG, which is more environmentally friendly than petrol or diesel, meaning a greener drive. It costs from just £4.95 per hour to go for a spin, and you don't have to worry about an MOT, servicing, refuelling, breakdown cover, insurance, or even cleaning. You won't even have to pay the congestion charge. Catherine McLean, a Wisgo member, said, I do salsa dancing at a venue I can't normally get to because it's too far away. A taxi is too expensive, and the class finishes after the last bus. But now I can just book a car with Wisgo. The joint initiative is being partly funded by Transport for London to make access to cars easy and convenient for people who don't generally have access to one. More information. You can find out more about Wisgo by calling 0870 446 6000 or visit Wisgo, W-H-I-Z-Z-G-O.co.uk. Keep your rent up to date. Do you ever have difficulty keeping up with your council rent payments? Rent arrears can turn into a serious problem. If you don't pay your rent, you could eventually lose your home. If you do fall behind with your rent or have difficulty paying, it's important to talk to us as soon as possible. We can help through a range of services that can offer you support and advice. John Anderson, our Housing Support Services Coordinator, said, "We try to find out why someone can't manage to pay their rent. The aim is to offer people support as early as possible before they get into too much difficulty. If you have a problem that is making it hard for you to avoid getting into arrears with your rent, your first step is to contact your estate manager or the customer services team at your district housing office. People who have debt problems can also contact the National Debt Line on 0808 808 4000. There are many ways to pay your rent regularly, including at any post office, at any bank, at Camden Town Hall, Judd Street, London, WC1H 9JE, by telephone on 020-7974-6104, on our website at camden.gov.uk, by bank or Jarrow Bank standing order, by Jarrow Bank account, at shops displaying the PayPoint sign. Corrine Jones of Swiss Cottage has just scooped £1,000 in our Summer Tenant Prize draw. The competition was part of our Pay Your Rent As You Go campaign and was open to every tenant who was up to date with their rent up to the end of May this year. Page 21, Your View. With so many places to play sport in Camden, we went out and asked residents what they will be doing this summer to stay active, what facilities they use, and the facilities they would like to see. Aubrey. I play football up on Parliament Hill on a Friday evening. We could do with more football pitches for youngsters in the area. Christy, I'm 6 months pregnant and my son is 13 months old, so we go swimming. We go to the Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre, which I think is excellent. It has everything for everyone. We also go to the park. Svetlana, I swim to get active and to improve my shoulder and my feet. I have always been active, but summer in London is too hot for me, so I go back to Moscow. I'm very happy with the facilities here. David, I like swimming. They could do with more old-fashioned youth clubs like the Winchester Project. Thomas, I box to get active. I've boxed for 9 years. It makes you strong and it makes you feel good. I go 3 times a week and I go to a place in Lambeth. There's a place in St Pancras I also go to. I also go running. In terms of sporting facilities, I think Camden has everything. Gordon, I love the area and I love to play basketball. You have a great time doing it and you don't realise that you're exercising. It's great for the heart and the lungs, and I could do it all day. I've just moved from Hollywood, so I'm on the lookout for basketball courts. Manoraj, I play golf. It's a game I've been attracted to from a young age. I go to a golf club in Northwood. I also play squash and go to the gym. Angela, I usually swim and I go to the Swiss Cottage Leisure Centre. It's a 15-minute walk away from where I live and so it's ideal. What will you be doing this summer? Write to Free Post, Your Camden, or email yourcamden.gov.uk and tell us. End of track 6. Track 7, page 22, What's On? camden.gov.uk. Exhibitions. A Passion for Building, The Amateur Architect in 18th Century England, until the 1st of September, free. Sir John Soane's Museum, 13 Lincoln's Inn Fields, WC2, 7405-2107. Daniel Silver, Heads, Dozens of Carved Heads Made in Zimbabwe, until the 16th of September, Camden Arts Centre, Arkwright Road, NW3, 7472-5500. Ghetto Warriors, Minority Boxers in Britain, an exhibition looking at Jewish boxers in Britain until the 2nd of September. Jewish Museum, 129-131 Albert Street, NW1, 7284-1997. Hampstead Centenaries, explore the world of Edwardian Hampstead in this new exhibition looking at what happened in 1907. Until the 16th of September. Berg House, New End Square, Hampstead, NW3. 7431 0144. Kenneth Martin and Mary Martin, the first joint exhibition of two of the major figures in British abstract art for over 20 years, until the 16th of September. Berg House, New End Square, Hampstead, NW3. 7431 0144. Sacred, an exhibition showing some of the world's most important and beautiful religious texts from the Jewish, Christian and Muslim faiths, until September. British Library, 96 Euston Road, NW1. 7412-7332. The Heart is the first major exhibition in the new £30 million Welcome Collection on Euston Road. The exhibition explores the medical and cultural significance of the body's most precious organ and features exhibits from the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Leonardo da Vinci and Andy Warhol, through to live heart surgery. Free. 183 Euston Road, London, NW1. WelcomeCollection.org. Music, Guitar Society. A monthly session for classical guitarists and guitar music lovers alike. Monday the 13th of August, £3. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterlow Park, 83488716. Jazz Cafe, 5 Parkway, Camden. First class jazz and a great atmosphere. 7916-6060, July. Mark de Clive Lowe, Free Soul Sessions, Friday the 27th. Lonnie Smith and the Root Source, Saturday the 28th. Jimmy Cliff, Monday the 30th and Tuesday the 31st. August, James Hunter, Thursday the 2nd. Simonde, Friday the 3rd. Cocolo, Saturday the 4th. Alton Ellis, Sunday the 5th. Sierra Maestra, Monday the 6th. Cyril Neville, The Meters, Tuesday the 7th. Steely Dan by Nearly Dan, Sunday the 12th. Gregory Isaacs, Monday the 13th and Tuesday the 14th. Monday nights at the Flask. Kick back and relax to soothing jazz tunes. The Flask, 77 Highgate West Hill, N6, 83487346. Theatre, From the Heart. A new biographical musical of the life of the poet of Broadway, Lorenz Hart, until the 2nd of September. New End Theatre, Hampstead, 0870-033-2733. In the Club, a political farce by Richard Bean, until the 25th of August. Hampstead Theatre, Eaton Avenue, NW3, 7722-9301. Menopause the Musical, written and produced by Jeannie Linders. The show is a hilarious and touching tribute to the rite of passage, which is the change of life, until August. Shaw Theatre, 100-110 Euston Road, NW1, 0870-033-2600. Dance, ballet, Saturday classes, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, 19 Winchester Road, NW3, 7237-3574. Belly dancing, Egyptian style, Monday, 7 to 8:30 p.m., The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3. Call Hazel on 07930-969305. Bio Danza, Wednesday, 7:15 to 9 p.m. Dance Studio, Fitness First, Coram Street, WC1 1HB. 07889-531-667. Bio Danza Central. That's biodanzacentral.com. Contemporary African Dance Classes. Thursdays, Central School of Ballet, 10 Herbal Hill, Clerkenwell Road, EC1R 5EG. 7 to 8:30 p.m, £7. Sundays, at Islington Arts Factory, 2 Parkhurst Road, N7. Beginners, 2:30 to 4 p.m, Intermediate Stroke Advanced, 4 to 5:30 p.m, £6.50. 07944-815-654. Egyptian Belly Dance Class, Mondays, 7 to 8:30 p.m, The Recreation Club, Fleet Road, NW3. 07930-969305. expressions for adults and children, ballet, ballroom, belly dance, Latin jazz, street or tap. Expressions Studios, Linton House, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5, 7813-1580. Iberian Folk Dancers, Swiss Cottage Community Centre, on Saturdays, 1-3 p.m., 8769-3619. Odissi, Indian Classical Dance, Saturdays, 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., Expressions Studios, 39-51 Highgate Road, NW5, 8965-7277. Tango Federico, Fridays, 7:30 to 9 p.m., lesson 9 to 10 p.m. Milonga, £7. Erdang Academy, 20-22 Shelton Street, Covent Garden, WC2. 8291-4977. Tea Dances. Old Time Music. Thursdays, 1 to 4 p.m. Camden Centre, Bidborough Street, WC1. 7974-5633. Arts and Crafts. Affordable adult art classes. Basket weaving. Tuesdays 1 to 3 p.m. £1.50. Ceramics. Fridays 1 to 3 p.m. £2.50. Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6. Contact Lara on 7328 9480. Art in the Park. Watercolour and oil painting, life drawing and landscape courses. Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park. N6 8348 8716. Pottery Studio, Create Your Own Designs, Unit 65, The Catacombs, Stables Market, Camden Town. 7424 8983 or 07971 590 240. Children, art classes for 5 to 11 year olds at Kingsgate Community Centre. The 7th of June to the 19th of July on Thursdays, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Booking required. 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6. 7916-9176. Art on Canvas. Art classes. Saturdays, 5 to 12-year-olds. Wednesdays, 2 to 5-year-olds. London International Gallery. Ballet. Saturdays, Swiss Cottage Dance School, Swiss Cottage Community Centre. 19 Winchester Road, NW3. 7237-3574. Busy Kids Art Classes and Workshops. Saturday morning shows, Lauderdale House, Highgate Hill, Waterloo Park, N6. 8348-8716. Drill Hall Dancers. Babies Play, Dance and Music. Drop-in. Saturdays 10:30 to 11:15 a.m. 3 to 5 years. Saturdays 11:30 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. 5 to 8 years, Saturdays 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. Drill Hall, 16 Cheney Street, WC1, 7307-5063. Helen O'Grady Drama Academy, After School Dance Lessons, Mondays 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. for 5 to 8 year olds, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. for 9 to 12 years. Our Lady Help of Christians Church, Lady Margaret Road, NW5. 8886-5244. Kids Crafts, Tuesdays 4 to 5:30 p.m. and Creative Clay, Fridays 4 to 5:45 p.m. Kingsgate Community Centre, 107 Kingsgate Road, NW6. 7328-9480 of Children's Art. O2 Centre, 255 Finchley Road, NW3. 7435-0903. Perry School of Dance, dance classes for 4 years plus. Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. St Paul's Church Hall, Camden Square, NW1. 07866-246-859. Playgroup, 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Highgate Newtown Family Centre, 25 Bertram Street, admission charge. Wheelchair access. Rhyme time, term time introduction to books and fun for families. Belsize Library, Antrim Road, NW3. Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m, 7974-6518. Camden Town Library, 218 Evershult Street, NW1. Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m, 7974-1563. Chalk Farm Library, Sharpleshall Street, NW1. Mondays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m, 97465926. Heath Library, Keats Grove, NW3. Mondays 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. 7974 6520. Highgate Library, Chester Road, N19. Tuesdays 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. and first Saturday of the month 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. 7974 5752. Holborn Library, 32 to 38 Theobalds Road, WC1. Mondays 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. 7974 6345/6. Kentish Town Library, 262 to 266 Kentish Town Road, NW5. Wednesdays, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. 7974 6253. Queen's Crescent Library, 165 Queen's Crescent, NW5. Mondays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. 7974 6243. Kilburn Library, 12 to 22 High Road, NW6. Tuesdays, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. 7974 1965. Regent's Park Library, Compton Close, Robert Street, NW1. Thursdays, 2 to 3 p.m., 7974-1530. St. Pancras Library, Argyle Street, WC1. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., 7974-5833. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 88 Avenue Road, NW3. 10:30 to 11 a.m., 7974-6522. West Hampstead Library, Dennington Park Road, NW6, Fridays 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. 7974-6610. Rhyme Time with Dad, Fathers and Children 0 to 4s, Rhymes, Songs and Storytelling. Swiss Cottage Central Library, 88 Avenue Road, NW3, second Saturday of the month, 10:30 to 11 a.m. 7974-6522. West Hampstead Library, Dennington Park Road, NW6. Check dates on 7974-6610. Swimming lessons run by Swiss Cottage Swimming Club. Sessions at Mallinson Sports Centre, Highgate. For details, call 7482-2834. Walks and talks. Active Health Team walks Hampstead Heath, Mondays 10 a.m. Meet at Hampstead Heath Station, South End Road, NW3. Regent's Park, Wednesdays, 10 a.m. Meet at Fitzrovia Medical Centre, Fitzrovia Square, W1. Also, Wednesdays, 2:30 p.m. Meet Café Sport, the Regent's Park Tennis Centre, York Bridge, NW1. For details, telephone Camden Active Health Team on 7974-1542. Architectural walks led by guides from National Trust Property, 2 Willow Road. For further details, call 7435-6166 or visit nationaltrust.org/UK/Thames and Solent events. Calmer, easier, happier parenting, exploring strategies for helping your child improve skills and achieve their potential. The New Learning Centre, 211 Sumatra Road, NW6, 7794-0321. City highlights, various walks and talks. Museum of London, London Wall, EC2, 0870-444-3850. Healthy walks free. Weekly guided walks, one for men and one for women, aimed at encouraging people who feel more comfortable exercising in single-sex groups to take part and experience the benefits of regular walking. Women, Mondays, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m, meet at the Zad Cafe, 168 Evershalt Street, NW1. Men, Thursdays, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m, meet at the H Pod, Cumberland Market, NW1. Call the Active Health Team on 7974-1542. Inner Space, Meditation, Positive Thinking and Stress Management. 36 Shorts Gardens, Covent Garden, WC2. 7836-6688. Marylebone Birdwatching Society, Hampstead Heath Walks, 2-hour stroll every Tuesday. Meet 10 a.m. at Parliament Hill Cafe, 8340-4184. The Hill Garden Walk, a Heath and Hampstead Society walk led by Ian Greenwood. Head Gardener, £2. Sunday the 5th of August, 2:30 p.m. Call for details 8455 1025 or 07941 528 034. Open Air Theatre. The 75th anniversary season sees Edward Kemp direct Macbeth Lightbulb until the 16th of August, while Janet Bird directs A Midsummer Night's Dream until the 18th of August. You can also catch the Gershwin musical Lady Be Good until the 31st of August. For younger ones, an adaptation of Roald Dahl's Fantastic Mr. Fox runs until the 31st of August. Regent's Park, Box Office 08700601811. OpenAirTheatre.org. Environment. Adelaide Nature Reserve opens every Tuesday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for wildlife conservation and bird watching. Events. Kids Holiday Wildlife Fun, the 24th of July and the 14th of August, hands-on work day, the 29th of July and the 26th of August. Events run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. free. No unaccompanied children. Adelaide Road, entrance east of Blashford Tower, near junction with Primrose Hill, NW3. 7974 8818. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve opens every Wednesday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Events. Kids Holiday Wildlife Fun, the 1st and the 22nd of August. Cuddly animals to meet and hold. 19th of August, free. No unaccompanied children. Belsize Wood Nature Reserve, Woodland Walk, Russell Nurseries Estate, off Haverstock Hill. NW3 7974 8818. Bennywood Nature Reserve, Westbier Copse, opens every Thursday, 12 to 3 p.m. Events, Kids Holiday Wildlife Fun, 9th of August, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free, no unaccompanied children. Junction of Westbier and Minster Roads, NW2, 7974 8818. Blue Park, open Tuesdays, 12 to 3 p.m. for wildlife conservation and bird watching. Park Centre, Dartmouth Park Hill, N6, 7974 8817. You can phone 7974 8818 for full details at all nature reserves or go to camden.gov.uk/wildlife. What's On is changing. From the September edition, What's On will feature fewer events but with loads more details. We still welcome your listings, and you can also add your listings to our website, camden.gov.uk/what's on. As this edition of Your Camden is a double edition, July and August, we're running out of space on this tape. So the final two What's On sections, Community and Health and Fitness, will be read in a shortened form. I'll read the heading of each listing, together with a relevant telephone number, website or address for further information. Community. 50 Plus Computer Training Project. Call 7837 3777. Archway Clinic of Herbal Medicine, 7263 0808. Bridge and Scrabble, 7431 0144. Camden Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Forum, camdenlgbtforum.org.uk. Camden Victim Support, 7388 9550. Children's Information Service, 7974 1679. Coaching Skills for Busy Parents, 8438 0438. Free Computer Courses, 7383 5405. Free IT Learning Opportunities, 7387 5198. Gay Older Men's Group, 7794 7076. Marchmont Centre Activities, 7278 5635. Milman Street Centre for Over 60s, 7405 2493. Organic Market Stall, Fridays, 258-274 Gray's Inn Road, WC1. Post Adoption Centre, Advice Line, 7284-0555. Regent's Park Tenants Association, 7387-5987. Third Age Project, 7383-4922. Under 25's Advice Centre, 7974-4595. West Hampstead Women's Centre, 7328 7389. Health and Fitness, Active Meditation 7449-2129. Biodanza 07889-531-667. Drill Hall Yoga 8743-7746. Free Fitness Classes for Women 07944-833-243. Hatha Yoga 7267-3230. Jiu-Jitsu 7218-9176. Katheta Self-Defense 07939-094-011. Pilates 7482-2786. 45 Ashdown Crescent, Kentish Town, Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Yoga 07971-920-033. For more information, go to our website, camden.gov.uk/what's on. Competition. Win Eurostar tickets. Europe will be right on our doorstep from Wednesday the 14th of November as the Eurostar terminal moves to St Pancras International. We've teamed up with Eurostar to give away a free pair of tickets to Lille, where you can enjoy the elegance of the Grand Place, or have a lazy picnic at the Parc Matisse. Just answer this simple question. When is Eurostar moving to St Pancras? September, October, November. Send your answer, marked Eurostar Competition, to Free Post, York Camden. Competition open to Camden residents only. One entry per household. Tickets are subject to availability and must be booked within 1 year of being notified of the prize. Reservations and information, Eurostar.com or 08705 186 186. This is the end of track 7 and the end of the recording. Thank you.